Hello and welcome to Catholic Elements, a production of the Catholic Laboratory, a podcast about the Catholic faith and science. My name is Ian Maxfield, and in these short presentations I'd like to share with you some of the names and events associated with the Catholic faith that made their mark this week in the great history of science. These people are the essential elements of the Catholic Church's incredible contribution to the sciences. This week marks the anniversary of the birth of one of the world's greatest mathematicians. Marin Marcin was born on the 8th of September 1588, and he attended school at the College of Mons. Then from 1604, he spent 5 years in the Jesuit College at La Flèche. From 1609 to 1611, he studied theology at the Sorbonne. Marcin joined the religious order of the Minims in 1611. The name of the order comes from the Minims, regarding themselves as the least of all the religious, devoting themselves to prayer, study and scholarship. Marcin continued his education with the order at Nijon and then at Meaux. He returned to Paris, where in 1612 he became a priest at the Place Royale. He taught philosophy at the Minim convent at Nevers from 1614 to 1618, but a year later he returned again to Paris. His cell in Paris became a meeting place for Fermat, Pascal, Gassendi, Roberval and Bergrand and others who later became the core of the French Academy. Marcin corresponded with other eminent mathematicians and he played a major role in communicating mathematical knowledge throughout Europe at a time when there were no scientific journals. Marcin investigated prime numbers and he tried to find a formula that would represent all primes. Although he failed in this, his work on numbers of the form 2 to the power p, take away 1, where p is a prime, has been of continuing interest in the investigation of large primes. Marcin defended Descartes and Galileo against theological criticism and struggled to expose the pseudosciences of alchemy and astrology. He continued some of Galileo's work in acoustics and stimulated some of Galileo's own later discoveries. He proposed the use of the pendulum as a timing device to Huygens, thus inspiring the first pendulum clock. In the 1630s, Marcin published translations of Galileo's lectures on mechanics, and it is through Marcin that Galileo's work became known outside Italy. He also published works on mathematical physics and on music, musical instruments and acoustics, and indeed, he is known as the father of acoustics. For his work on mathematics and acoustics, it can be said that Marcin is a prime example of faith and science in perfect harmony. If you like this Catholic Elements presentation and would like to know more about the Catholic Church and its contribution to the sciences, please visit the Catholic Laboratory. We're on the web at catholiclab.net. You can also like our Facebook fan page or follow us on Twitter. And of course, you can listen to the podcast. Details of how you can bond with us are available from the website.